This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here. I've got Clay Collins, my good buddy, back on the line. G'day, Clay.
James, it's great to be here.
Mate, we're just catching up all the time, and there's a good reason for that. It's because this software you're producing, it just lights all my buttons. I don't know what it is, but you've like awoken the imagination within for me. First, it was Lead Player. You like have this amazing device that turns every single video on your website into an opt-in form. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I have to have this. And we've rolled it out across our sites. And as you know, like I'm a really big advocate for this software. But then you had this other thing out in the background called Lead Pages. And that's what I want to talk about now, because I've been poking around under the hood of that Lead Pages software. I logged in myself, built a page. I also had my top web assistant log in and build a page for herself. So we've both had a crack at this. Nice. I put that thing up on the site. I flicked on the welcome gate option and boom, my opt-ins have just gone ballistic. So if any of that stuff makes no sense to the listener, don't worry. We're going to explain this all for you. So first, let's just get to square one. What inspired Lead Pages?
You know, I think just straight up love of software. So like, you know, I think that coming out of the marketing space, there's a lot of people that are participating in software who really just see it as a business opportunity, and they bought some course on how to monopolize on software to grow an internet company. And so they just get some person to like whip something up, and now all of a sudden there's a warrior special offer. And I was seriously dismayed that that there wasn't solid enterprise class, amazing software for direct sales marketers that do business on the internet. Like if you're a Fortune 500 company, it exists and it's going to cost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then if you just want a couple WordPress plugins that kind of do what you want, that stuff existed. But there wasn't like hardcore software as a service, like just rock solid software that exists for direct sales marketers that do what you and I do. And I wanted to make that. And I really saw this opportunity. I saw that on one hand, there was landing page software that was like WYSIWYG. So you basically could create any page you want, but there were unlimited possibilities and people simply just didn't know what to make. So they'd go into this, you know, what you see is what you get software, and they'd be staring at a blank canvas, and you know that software does nothing for you if you don't know the fundamentals of conversion design. So that's on one end. On the other hand, there was just a lot of, you know, there were WordPress plugins that had limited options and, you know, only had a few integrations, and I really saw this room for someone to create software that allows you to create all the conversion pages in your business and that allowed you to do it in a number of seconds and that had built into it the best of the best of what had been tested and proven to work across the board and that did it in a way that was absolutely pro. So our application runs on the same servers that Google does. It's lightning fast. It's all CSS5, whatever mumbo jumbo. Like it's just it's the best of the best. And so that's why I created it.
That's what I like. You know, I've seen the whole spectrum of you know, little dicky plugins that sort of host it all in the WordPress environment, right through to, I remember when I worked for a corporate company, they paid about $7,000 for a very basic page from a super duper web designer who spent, you know, a week on Dreamweaver or something. Now, the thing that's cool about Lead Pages is that it is cloud hosted, but you can still pull it into your site via a plugin, which is just a really simple, like upload the plugin, it finds your page and boom. The other thing I like about it, it works with the stuff that I've already got, like GoToWebinar and with Office Autopilot that I happen to use, but I'm sure it works with all the major email systems. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we wanted to do with this was we wanted to be able to do parallel integration. So that means that any, like literally any landing page or squeeze page in Lead Pages can be a GoToWebinar registration page. So for example, you could just take like a normal, hey, download this free report squeeze page and hook it up so that when someone opts in there, it simultaneously adds them to your AWeber list or your MailChimp list or your Office Autopilot list. So it simultaneously signs them up for whatever email list you have, and it can automatically register them for a webinar on the back end. And that's done at the API level, which means, I mean, so without getting too geeky on people, it means that our server is talking directly to their server, which means that the pages are screaming fast. So not only are the pages on Google's, you know, all the images and all the scripts and everything on Google's server infrastructure, which is faster than Amazon's, by the way. But not only are all the files screaming fast because they're on our infrastructure, but also we process the page super fast because all the data gets sent to us. And then, you know, if everything's slow on GoToWebinar's end, like our server can just like wait until GoToWebinar is ready to receive that data. But in the meantime, the page is already processed. You know, the person is already on the thank you page. And, you know, it might be 5 seconds later before GoToWebinar says, okay, you know, they're registered. But in the meantime, the page on your customer's site, like the person who's viewing the end user that's viewing the page, like that page is boom, it's on the thank you page. It's like you're registered and they're all good to go. So it's screaming fast as well, which believe it or not, has a dramatic impact on conversion rate for landing pages. And also yeah, Google ranking.
I totally believe it. I know that Google places a big emphasis on that. So just to put people in the picture here, what we're talking about is a way for someone to come to your page and to put their details in. And you could build an entire business around just this one tool with a quality autoresponder sequence. You don't even need a website. You can actually use the Lead Pages hosted page, or you could do what I do, which is to pull that page into my existing site and I can name it any page that I want. And it looks like it's on my normal site, but it's actually being pulled in from somewhere else. The thing that I like, though, you've somehow balanced the right amount of options. Like I can do the things I want to. Like I want to install analytics. I want to install split testing software. I want to make a choice whether the skip this page link is there or not, or if it opens in a new window or not. How did you magically come up with just the right amount of features?
You know, it really just comes from working with a freaking ton of people. So I get on the phone like, you know, every single week and I just help people with this stuff, you know, whether it's customers or, you know, customers in when I used to sell information products. And then also we use this in our own business. So this isn't just something that we saw a hypothetical need around. This is something that I want to use every day in my own business. And I'm pretty much resigned to the fact that I am unwilling to create software that I don't personally use in my business every single day because I just become too detached from the process. So you know, we live and breathe in this space. So does our entire client base, and so does our entire team. So our entire team uses this software, and you know, we're just pulling from instinct and talking to a freaking ton of people who we've interacted with over 5+ years of just dense interaction. So it's really just knowing the space and knowing the marketplace and knowing people's needs and being obsessive.
I love that obsessive thing. So just, you know, this is what makes it work. You can log in really easily, just start straight away. Like you click on an almost ready to go page and you just click on the part of the page that needs something. If it needs a video, you click on it. It tells you what size to put. You just put the embed code. You can even whack in a YouTube video if you want. And then you click on the opt-in and you can integrate it with your opt-in and you can tell it what copyright, you know, link or not a link. And then you can just – that thing's ready to roll and it's so fast. That's good. So I've sort of gotten a hold of this and I've just had this oh my goodness thing and like I'm out there thinking what can I give away now because I really want – you know, I can see the power of this and there's three main choices. You can make the page the home page for the site. You can make it a side page on the site or you can make it appear to the people who visit for the first time, and that's called a welcome gate. And that's probably the first product that I can ever recall hearing your name around. And that one's been successful for a bunch of people. Do you want to give us some sort of statistics or some usage patterns that you've observed with that particular one?
Yeah, so a welcome gate means that it's very specific. And I saw Andrew Warner at Mixergy doing this thing, and I was like, well, let's see how this works. So I created basically the ability in lead pages for someone to pick one of their landing pages and have it be the page that someone is redirected to the first time that they go to the homepage. So if there's a deep link into a specific article, the page isn't going to appear. If someone's going to an About Me page or something like that, the page isn't going to appear. But if someone goes to the homepage for the first time, they're going to see like an opt-in box if you have your page set to be a welcome gate. And the results for this are phenomenal. The majority of people who use this get more opt-ins from their welcome gate than from any single landing page in the rest of their business. A lot of people, you know, I've had over 10 people tell me that their welcome gate generates more than any of their opt-in boxes like combined. Often people see an 8 to 10x increase. So, you know, this isn't the reason why I say this is because it really speaks to why we created the software. As I saw an opportunity to really skyrocket people's businesses with a little effort, with very little effort on their part, because we just had some proven pages and some proven concepts that where you literally could just plug it in and it worked. So, that's what a welcome gate does, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so tell me the difference between having a recurring fee on the cloud versus a one-time plugin that a lot of people are offering.
Yeah, so the recurring thing, I mean, with lead pages, we really have two options. There's a monthly recurring and there's a yearly recurring. And there's a lot that comes with that. The first thing that you get is you get ongoing amazing support. So we have we just hired our third full-time support person, and you get lightning fast responses. Often you'll get custom demo videos. So you get amazing support. You also get hosting on Google's server infrastructure. And a lot of people might be like, "Oh, really? There's like a monthly fee?" But it's very affordable for everyone. And what this gets you is ridiculous scaling. So for one flat fee, you get unlimited pages, you get unlimited domains, and unlimited scaling. So people buy this sometimes that are just getting started, and it's reasonable, especially compared to the competition. People also buy this. I had a guy, I'm at the point now where I'm just overblown by who my customers are at this point, but they're like, "Yeah, we have a list of a million. Will it scale?" And we're like, "Damn straight, it'll scale, because do Google servers scale?" Yeah, we've scaled this on people with million plus lists. And so part of what you get is that page will always be up. That page will always integrate on the back end with GoToWebinar, AWeber. That page will always be fast. Just everything is going to work. And we take full responsibility for the entire experience of someone who arrives at that page. So that's also what you get with this.
Right. That's really awesome, like scalability. Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot here, Clay. Off the top of your head, what are the top three things that people can give away in order to get someone's email address?
Oh, I love this question. Okay, so the first thing that someone can give away is just a resource list. So just a list of the top resource. And this conversion on this is so amazing. So my best, my highest converting opt-in page is just a page that says, "Free report reveals the 5 dirt cheap tools I use to create all my videos, including my $80 HD video camera." So it's just a list of 5 tools. It's just a toolbox for my target market, and or for one of my products. And everyone can, one, write the copy for this kind of landing page. Here it is. Here's the formula. Free report reveals the top 5 or top 7 or whatever, the top 7 tools for blank, Really, that's all you have to do. And you can create this kind of page. So I'll give you a few examples. So if you're a real estate agent, you can create a resource guide, the top five safest credit boosting home loans of this year, right? Easy to do. I download that. If you're a dentist, you could create a bribe that's like buyer's guide, the top five electric toothbrushes of this year, including the one that I use. And this is just a report that someone can opt in to download. If you're a life coach, it could be, you know, you could give away an app guide that tells people the top four iPhone apps for increasing your productivity. If you're a local marketing agency, it could be the top five digital marketing tools for local businesses. If you're a fitness expert, you know, I just sort of like wrote these the other day. If you're in the fitness personal coach or a fitness coach, it could be the only three pieces of exercise equipment you need in your home, you know, that kind of thing. And you can literally write this up in, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, convert it to PDF using your word processor, and you've got a bribe that people want. The most popular editions and issues of magazines often are the buyer's guide for like Golf Digest and for, you know, Cigar Aficionado and for, you know, the Backpacker Monthly, you know, whatever. It's the gear guide. Like, people want to know the tools because they have this secret fantasy that they don't admit to anyone else. And the fantasy is that if only I had the right tools, the tools that the pros use, then I wouldn't actually have to be as good as them. You know, I could just, you know, I wouldn't have to produce all this magic. I could just use these tools. And in many cases, that's true. I found, like, especially with video stuff, that like just having the tools automatically doubles my productivity and doubles the effect of what I'm doing. So that's the first answer is that's what
we know. Like an affiliate's just how's this for a mind blowing business model? Like, today you can order lead pages. You could create a page that you send people to with your affiliate recommendations as a reviewed resources, and then set up your name capture. So now you start building a list, and the affiliate income should pay for the traffic to build the list. So you have a paid for list building machine that you could bolt onto anything. And, you know, I love with lead pages, you can basically, if you already have a blog or a website like I do, I've got stacks of websites, I can just go and add a welcome gate to every one of my sites by just going to that one central place, building out the pages, and soon there'll be a super duper feature, which I've asked Clay for, which will make this even easier. And you can have that page strapped onto that blog within minutes. Okay, now, Clay, give us option number two. What else could we give away?
No, so the resource guide is my favorite one. The second one that you could create is really just kind of the top five mistakes that people make in a specific market. So just a list of the common newbie errors. And the reason why this is good, especially when you know, when you're selling information products or services, the reason why this works well is because almost every person who's looking to get into something or looking for information about something has a set of newbie mistakes that they're probably like they have made or they're ready to make or they're about to make. And by immediately sort of entering that conversation that this newbie person is having in their head and telling them what they're about to do wrong or that they've already done wrong, if you can describe the mistakes that they're making or about to make better than anyone else, then they will automatically assume that you have not only a solution but the best solution to help them sidestep the big, you know, errors that they, you know, are about to make. So I can tell you that when it comes to landing pages, there's in building your list, there's a whole bunch of mistakes people make. One mistake is that a lot of times people won't get up a landing page until they have the perfect bribe. And I can tell you, I have a website that brought in 50 opt-ins a day for 3 years that I had no bribe associated. It was just like opt-in to get more information from me. And I would have missed out on 50 opt-ins a day times 365 days a year times 3 years if I had waited to get a bribe up, not, you know, not just a bribe, but like the perfect bribe. And so, you know, that's a mistake. I always say to people, get your damn opt-in box up, you know? So there's usually a set of mistakes. And if you can describe those, you're golden. And then now you're in the driver's seat to show them how they can not make those mistakes.
Okay. So that could be in any sort of format, audio, text, video.
Yep. Have someone interview you, you know, having someone like, just like what we're doing right now, have,
I was just thinking, that's a really good idea. Like, oh. Should totally do that.
Totally.
I love it. Okay. So number three.
Number three. you know, I really like done for you stuff. So, and done for you doesn't mean that you need to create software or you need to get someone involved. So done for you stuff is like, you know, once I gave away, and this was a huge hit, but it was a marketing income calculator for online businesses. And it was just an Excel spreadsheet. And I just had all the formulas set up in the Excel spreadsheet, and people could type in like the CPM that they're getting, you know, that they would be paying for, and the conversion rate of their sales page, and the cost of the product, and the affiliate commission that was made, you know, and they could just calculate whether or not they'd be profitable on various traffic sources in their business. And that kind of thing works, you know, incredibly well. If you are, it depending upon what niche you're in, there are things that you can give to people that are not, they don't require someone to process information. They're simply like done for you things. So, you know, if you help real estate agents, for example, in their recruiting, you could give away, you know, an autoresponder sequence with three emails that they could just load up when someone opts in for more information about being a real estate agent in their office. And three emails just automatically go out whenever someone opts in, you know, spaced out a couple days in a row. But anything where you're like, you're doing some work for someone and they don't have to process information is good. I, you know, if I had a specific industry, I could, you know, come up with stuff pretty readily.
But well, you know, like in SEO business of mine, we do a free website check. It's absolutely free. Right. People go to our site at seopartner.com. They fill out the free website check. And I suspect if we convert that page to a lead page, we can actually really drive up our response. So I'll be testing that. And I thought you might also mention webinars because they seem like a pretty good hook these days and it integrates well with them.
Yeah, you know, so we're loading up your page. It's being developed right now, but there's like the James Schramko like special edition webinar registration page. So you can go into Lead Pages and just use James's webinar registration page, and I love that page. That might be the highest converting one we do so far.
You like the idea? Remember that the I tested this a year and a half ago, and I just drove so much traffic to it. And the thing that really made it work was a faded mind map. People want the mind map. I think it's the same reason that you said people want the best tools. They want that secret ingredient, that special blueprint that I've followed to create millions of dollars. And if they could just get that, then they could do the same. And you know what? It's actually partially true. The students that I take in my Silver Circle literally follow the same mind map that I taught in that webinar, and a faded out version of that in the background of the page is very, very enticing as something that people will get instantly when they opt in. So I'm really looking forward to running that, and I'll share the results with listeners. So stick around, listeners, and I'll be back to you with another episode on this topic to tell you the results we got from the Clay Collins, James Schramko webinar lead pages mashup project.
You know, I love that faded mind map that you give away, because it's kind of that allure of a blueprint that you can kind of see, but you can't quite make out exactly what's there. It's kind of like it's kind of like when I was in college, and you know, I'm like engaged now, so this doesn't apply as much. But when I was in college and I was looking at girls, and the ones that showed like you know, dressed anyway, like you could tell enough that you were interested, but you certainly did not see very much at all compared to, well, anyway.
So I would call this the curiosity hook.
Let's just call it the curiosity.
You know, there's lots of different angles you can take. You can have the blind offer and stuff. So that the curiosity thing is just as powerful, I think, as scarcity or greed and all the other ones that we see all the time, hope totally. And et cetera. So the curiosity one, it really does get most people. And if you combine that with something else like scarcity, like you get this mind map but only before a certain date, and if it's legitimate, then that's great. So, I mean, you know where I've been today, Clay? I was down in the city of Sydney, and I was checking out the venue for my Fastweb Formula Live event at time of recording.
Thanks.
And it's an awesome event, and I'm really looking forward to the event. So I will definitely be running a webinar before the event to share with people the same sort of ideas and information that I teach in my communities. And I will ask people to come to the event. That's pretty much what I'll be offering that they should do. And if they can't come to the event, they should at least join my membership. The last time I ran that event, it was very successful, and you know, the actual webinar event. And it was ideal because people either ordered a ticket to the event, or if they couldn't make it, they ordered the recordings. So this time it's almost the same thing. So can't wait to revisit this, but with my lead page's secret weapon.
I've heard people flat out rave about your events. So I'm really glad that you're doing this again, and I'm going to see if I can't get a ticket to Australia.
If you would like to come and talk to us about lead pages, lead players, and conversions and software, you're certainly welcome. You can come as my guest, Clay.
That would be awesome. I could probably get up there and talk about. I could probably go after landing page after landing page.
We do have great export IPA beer. Like, there's all sorts of beers, very strong beers here. So I'm sure it'll be fine.
Nice.
So we'll see how that goes. All right. So in summary, we've talked about what Lead Pages is. It's lead capture software that runs off Google server that is almost ready to go out of the box, and it's already using high converting things. You know, little things like the pictures of people looking at the opt-in to divert the eye's attention. That you've got the ability to integrate with just about anything, and you can have these things up and running on your own site, pulling it in via a plugin straight away, and you've got lots of choices you can make, but only the ones that matter. I'm absolutely loving the software. Thanks for creating it, and I am just so excited about it. So if people have questions, ask where this podcast is. I know that Clay will come and have a look at them, and I'll also answer questions. And what I'll be doing is setting up more pages and sharing results, and we're just going to keep perfecting the landing page. It's the best landing page software I've ever seen. It's much easier than buying sales page themes that we used to do. It's much cheaper than hiring an expert to hand code something. You really don't need to do that because Clay's designers have already done that for you. So Clay, give us a final tip to end the discussion on what do you think the best thing about lead pages is?
I think the best thing about lead pages is that we have the ability to, we don't collect any private information or any individual information, but we have the ability in the aggregate to look at what is working and what isn't across all the user sites. And we are constantly, creating new designs that increase conversion for you. So everything in there works out of the box. Like, you could be almost like the worst copywriter in the world, and what you put up will likely convert really well just by virtue of the designs and how we force you to structure the pages. I like that you can log in and literally in less than a minute have a landing page ready to go that looks good, that converts well, and that is integrated with whatever software you're using. And that's not a lie. Like, literally 60 seconds. So I'm super proud of that.
Mate, thank you so much for sharing your time. It's always great to get you on a call, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Awesome. Hey, I really appreciate you, James. I really look up to you, and I'm definitely taking cues from what you're doing left and right, and envious of your business. So thanks for having me on.
All right, now, listeners, you can go to buywithbonus.com and grab lead pages through my special link, and I'll happily send you a bonus. You can have a course, or I've got some extra special content that's not available anywhere else, always custom-created content. Happy to give you a copy of that as my little thank you for listening to the show and through buying from buywithbonus.com. Thanks, Clay. Thanks, listener. We'll be back soon.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.